It's 8:50 on Morning Edition, and time for our first look at the commodity markets on this Thursday morning. With our pre-opening summary, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. This morning, USDA released export sales for the week ending May 17th. The numbers look like this. Wheat, minus 5 million bushels this year, 29.4 million next year. Corn, 25.9 million this year, 16.3 million next year. And soybeans, 3.1 million this year, and 83 million next year. The Midwest direct hog markets today are called steady to weak amid a pre-holiday slowdown in buying interest, with most plants reportedly near full for the week. Terminals are called steady to lower, with top prices from $49 to $51. Peoria called steady today with a top price of $49. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Wednesday, May 23rd, negotiated swine purchases were 12,686 for the base market hog on 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was $64.50. to $75.68. The weighted average, $71.34, a loss of 63 cents from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $48.26 to $60.10. The weighted average was $57.07. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 12,694. The base price range was $63.75 to $79.50. The weighted average was $74.79, a gain of 46 cents from last Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $47.49 to $59, and the weighted average was $56.35.
The Carl Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carl Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. As we look at the Midwest Corn Belt, the likelihood of rainfall for most areas is pretty good here when we look at the next week as a whole, although amounts are going to be variable. Western areas that we've been talking about would get a lot more rain than eastern areas. That's still the case, especially since now we have ground truth on some rainfall in the western Corn Belt, and some of it has been locally heavy, and there's been some localized flooding across western portions of Iowa and neighboring Nebraska and Kansas, and there are a few counties out in Kansas that have flash flood warnings right now. Now, not every place flooded, but the rainfall totals were heavy. Now, so far, about a half an inch in Des Moines and out in western Iowa, a little over an inch in Council Bluffs, Waterloo over an inch and a half, and highest so far in Red Oak in southwestern Iowa, over 3 inches of rainfall there. In Nebraska, Lincoln picking up almost an inch, anywhere from 1 to 2 inches in the Omaha area, just under 2 inches in Beatrice, and 3 inches in Falls City. Kansas, Hutchinson, 7 inches. And that's a lot of rain. Salina, just under 5 inches. Manhattan, Kansas, about 4 inches. Garden City and Russell, between an inch and three quarters and 2 inches. And Dodge City, just over an inch. So some very healthy rains out there, in some cases too much. Again, a few counties out in Kansas are under flash flood warnings at this time. This whole area is moving to the east. It's expected to weaken as it moves east. There will be some showers and thunderstorms in portions of northern and central Illinois and Indiana tonight. Some showers scattered about the southern areas tomorrow, and some scattered showers and thunderstorms into Ohio tomorrow. But as you get into those areas farthest to the south and east, rainfall amounts will be less. We're still looking for a frontal system to meander north and south across the Corn Belt this week. weekend, so that means more showers and thunderstorms. So when all is said and done, I think some beneficial rain will fall on most fields, even in central and the eastern portions of the Corn Belt. It's just that widespread heavy rainfall is not likely. So when I think all is said and done, we're going to still end up the month of May below average on rainfall for much of the eastern portion of the Corn Belt. But this rain coming will come at a time to really help benefit the crops. So it's not looking like a super problem with it staying dry. And by the way, we're now into day number 9 here of no rain at all in Champaign-Urbana. We'll probably get some before the calendar day is out. But when you factor that with the last rain on the 15th, we're going to go almost a 9-day period with zero rain. So some crops are just sitting there waiting for the drink of water before they'll start growing. So today we'll have some heavy rain across Iowa, northern and western Missouri, into eastern Kansas, portions of Oklahoma, and north central Texas. Also, southwestern Wisconsin will be involved with that. And as we go through the weekend, some of the heavy totals will get into northern Illinois, northwest Indiana, and parts of southern lower Michigan, as well as neighboring portions of Iowa and Missouri. But southern Illinois and Indiana still just going to get lighter amounts of rain. And as we look ahead to next week, there will still be some chances of rain coming from time to time. We're not going to cut off the wet weather there. As far as the Delta and Southeast, those areas are not expected to get much rain during the next 7 days, and they're going to be warm too. So it does look like they're going to have some issues with dryness. But late next week, beyond, there might be a few showers moving through, but they're going to stay dry another week. In the Northern Plains Spring Wheat Belt, cool and dry weather prevails this morning, and it should be mostly dry through tomorrow morning, and then showers and thunderstorms will start to develop, and it will warm up once again up that way. That's the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Doug Slayton in Galesburg at 309-341-5003. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
In the Wednesday overnight trading session, Kansas City July wheat opened at 468.5, up 3/4. Last trade up 3 3/4. At the Board of Trade, July wheat opened at 476 3/4, up 1/4. Last trade up 3. December, 501 3/4, down 0.5. Last trade up 1 3/4. July corn opened at 369.5, up 1. Last trade up 2 1/4. December, 372, up 1.5. Last trade up 1/4. Take it out to next July, 396, up 1 1/4. Last trade up 0.5. July beans opened at 801 3/4, up 1 1/4. Last trade up 2 3/4. November, 831, up 0.5. Last trade up 2. May, 849.5, down 0.5, last trade down 0.5. July soybean meal opened at 218.90, unchanged, last trade down 60. July soybean oil opened at 34.88, down 1, last trade up 34. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of AgriView. She is in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Morning, Dave.
We had export sales today. Where would you like to start?
Start with the corn export sales. Both old and new crop came in pretty darn strong. The trade was uncertain how those would shake out, but we came in just at about 30 million bushels of old crop and about 16 million bushels of new crop. The market's going to focus on weather, especially ahead of a 3-day weekend, but I would expect the corn market to open steady to as much as 2 or 3 better.
You look at the July corn chart, it looks like it's winding its way into a pennant.
Yeah, it does. The 20-day moving average on that July corn is at 372. That's going to be important to overtake here on the short term.
Turn your attention to the soybeans. We're expecting huge numbers because of the sale to China. We got them.
Yeah, we did get them. We also got a little bonus with some old crop sales coming in at about 3 million bushel. It came in 83 million bushel on the new crop. Up a half to 2 or 3 cents. Census Bureau crush came in just shy of 145 million bushel. I think that'll be looked at friendly, particularly because the stocks of meal and oil were lower. Funds are getting long the beans.
New highs for the week overnight, and we did see palm oil just continuing to explode to the upside.
and that's really very, very friendly, although the meal yesterday was the leader, not the bean oil. On the wheat market, I'd say we'll be kind of mixed, but firm in the front months with these heavy rains in the southern plains around the Wichita, Kansas area. We'll be, I'd say, up as much as 4 cents, down a penny or so.
You know, the wheat export sales rolled some numbers into the new area.
That's very typical for this time of year, but the negative half a million bushels will be a little bit of a focus.
Turn your attention over to the Merck. What do you see there today?
At the Merck, cattle futures will be down 20, 25 to 40 cents. So cutouts are just crumbling. I think we could see a panic and larger marketings over the next several weeks. On the hog side, the futures will probably be mixed, down 25, up 20 kind of market. We are starting to see a drop in carcass values. That could weigh on the cash in here.
Hmm. Thank you much, Ellen. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Ellen Dearden of AgReview. She is in Morton, Illinois, and she joins us every Thursday morning on the pre-opening Commodity Market Report. AM 580 has a listener comment line. Give us a call at 217-333-0853 and tell us how we're doing. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org.